Blog Talk Radio.
King of kings and lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. My Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer, Lord Father, for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams, Lord Father. Father, speaking healing to her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for a kidney for her in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thanking you for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord, Pastor Mosley right now, Lord Father. Touch her body as well, Lord Father. Father, as we cover it under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you for touching her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Strength, Lord Father, to her body in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, that are still dealing with loss, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your comforter, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the peace, Lord Father, that pass all understanding, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the peace of mind for them, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for comforting their hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord Father, taking nothing and no one for granted, Lord. Thank you, Lord Father, how you came and died on the cross for our sins, Lord Father. And Father, send him back the comforter to us, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you Vern, Lord Father, covering her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Touch her as well, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to give her the strength, the peace, Lord Father, and most of all, joy in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch our listeners, Lord Father, those that continue to listen on a daily basis, Lord Father. Father, whether they call in, Lord Father, or listen on other devices, Lord Father, we thank you for them, Lord Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing to their bodies, Lord Father, and thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for, Lord Father, what you have done for them, doing for them, and about to do for them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for their jobs, Lord Father. We thank you for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you decrease, Lord Father, the speaker of the hour, Pastor Sharon, Lord Father, as you increase in her, Lord Father. Father, continue to use her, Lord Father, to bring forth that Rhema word, Lord Father. Cover her under the blood in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, I hold before you my apostle, Lord Father, and bishop, Father. I hold before you my pastors, Pastor and Sharon and Pastor George, Lord Father, keeping them covered under the blood. Father, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to continue to keep that hedge of protection round about them as we speak healing to their bodies, Lord Father, as they continue to bring forth that Rhema word, Lord Father, on this broadcast, Lord, on service on Sunday, Lord. Father, we thank you for using them. We ask you to continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for what you're doing, Lord Father, through this broadcast right now, Lord Father, the nations, Lord Father, the people, Lord Father, that is touching right now, Lord Father. Father, sometimes we get the praise report, sometimes we don't. But, Father, we know, Lord Father, that you know, Lord, what you're doing, have done, and about to do right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you those, Lord Father, that goes to chemo, Father, and dialysis, Lord Father. We speak strength to them right now, Lord Father. Father, knowing that after those procedures, Lord Father, they are tired and exhausted, Lord Father, but let them not be tired nor exhausted to give you the praise, Lord Father, and thank you, Lord Father, for just giving them one more day, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father, for their healing, trusting and believing in you, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and knowing, Lord Father, that you're bigger than any sickness, Lord Father, any test, any trial, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord Father. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Touch hearts, touch minds right now, Lord Father. Touch the body right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen again. We thank the Lord. We thank the God. We thank the Lord for the prayers that are going up thus far. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for sending your prayers in. And if your prayers have not been heard, that we call your name or whatever situation may be, then that means you didn't tell us what it was. So that's why you have to call 347-857-3925 so that we can pray for you, okay? All right? And we believe in the power of prayer. And we believe in you praying for us and we praying for you. So together we win, don't we? Together we win. All right. Praise God. Let us get this. We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. So are you forgiving today? I trust that you are. Forgive men their sins and forgive yourself for your sins. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord for being with you again today. And, you know, I was just thinking about it a few minutes ago, just thinking about, I say, Lord, you know, I'm blessed. I'm putting it personal today, I'm blessed. I say, I thank God for those that listen on a continual basis, Father. I thank God for you. I really do. And I want you to know I appreciate you and love you. Yes, I really do love you. Praise the Lord. And I know you know I love you. You can hear it in my voice, can't you? I know you do. Praise God. You ain't fooling nobody. You love me. You don't want nobody else to know that you love me, do you? Mm-hmm. Well, I want everybody to know that I love you and that you love me, okay? Don't we need love from one another? Okay, I do too. Amen. I'm not exempt. Praise God. I love you. Amen. And sometimes I know you think I don't, but I do. I don't know so much, a whole lot of y'all. I don't know y'all troubles, trials, and half of what you're going through, you know, and all. But sometimes, you know, God will hit on it. Amen. And that is to help you out. That ain't to judge you or anything. It's just to give you a helping hand that you can get through it, come on out of it. All right, that is the most important part, is that you come out of that way. How do you begin to be self-righteous when you want to keep everything to yourself, don't you? Think about it, praise the Lord. Amen, God is, I tell you, God is good. And he has blessed us so much. He's blessed us. Now, we ain't where we want to be. But we're not where we used to be, okay? And I thank God for that. I thank God for how he blesses us day by day. Bless us and he bless you. I know he do. You won't tell me, but I know he do. You won't come on and confess what God done. But guess what? I know God blessing you. I feel it. I feel it blessing you. And he ain't never lied. Yes, he did. He said, if you bless us, that he going to bless those who bless us. And you one of the ones that bless us, so I know you're blessed. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are blessed. He blessed you in many ways you never even thought of. God has blessed you. Mm-hmm. Some of them things you ain't even asked for, he blessed you with. Ah, isn't it wonderful? Ah, hallelujah. God is so good. God is, let me tell you, God is real good. I know, you know, right this minute, I'll just say this right this minute. I feel like God is blessing somebody right now. You don't know he's blessed you because, you don't know how to accept what God has given. You don't know how to accept. Accept what God has given you, you know, and you want more, of course. Everybody want more. I want more too. Everybody else want more. But we have to learn to accept what God already gave us, okay? And who he's put in your life. You know, we always, you know, want somebody different, you know, in our lives. But you can only have what God has allowed you to have, okay? And we thank God for that today. I thank God for who's in my life. Some is good and some ain't so good. But I still thank God for it. Some love me and some don't. I thank God for the ones that love me, you see. And I thank God for the ones that don't love me because it make me pray more. You see, I have more to pray for. Amen. Pray for them. Not that they love me, but to pray that God will change their animosities and hatred into love. It doesn't mean you don't have to love me, but to love. Because if you don't love me, it's a lot of people you don't love. You see? You get the picture how it runs? That's, the devil don't stop with just that one person. Okay? He goes through a lot. And listen, remember, Jesus loved you if nobody else don't. He loved you. He died for you. Yes, he did. He gave his life just for you. And think about it sometimes. Think about it in that term. Just for me. Jesus gave his life just for me. Okay? God is good. Ain't God good? Lord, have mercy. Can't you see the blood just all over us, keeping us, protecting us from hurt, harms, and dangers, from people, places, and things? Even keep us from accidents. You see what I'm saying? God, keep us, you know. Keep us from the storms. Ooh, my God. Look, can't you see God doing that? We could have been in a bad place today, but no, God kept us. Every one of us. Now, things are going on crazy in our world, in the United States. Looked like everybody done got topsy-turvy. They done been turned upside down, and the bad part is showing and not the good part, you know. So, look like the, you can say the world gone mad. Now, you can say that sometimes, you know, the way things go, and don't look at the news, because all the news is just devastating. No matter how they do it, it's devastating. They don't do the right thing, they go do the wrong thing because the wrong thing is better for them than the right thing that's better for all, you see. So you feel like your world is just gone mad. Your world is gone mad. But let me tell you, that's the devil's world that's gone mad. God ain't gone mad. God's still the same God. He the same God that he was when he gave up his son to die for us. He's the same God. Oh, yes, he is. But do you believe that today? You need to believe it. Now, why are you so quickly believing the Easter egg and the bunny, but you can't believe in God? Somebody, little cross, ain't it? Somebody mixed up. Okay? How you quickly believe in, what's the name, Saint Nick, with the reindeers flying, but you can't believe in God. Just think about those things, okay? You believe in everything. You believe in the little green men. You believe in all that. You even believe in the devil. But you don't believe in God. Now, how are you going to believe in the devil and don't believe God? God made everything, everybody, including the devil. But you don't believe in God who made it all, who made you. Isn't that some strange stuff going on? That means your mind has been turned inside out if you can't believe in God. This is the time that we all should believe in it. This is time designated. better this time. Not just, I got to have me an Easter egg, some Easter eggs. I got to get an Easter basket. Remember our little, when we were little, we wanted an Easter basket, right? I don't even know if I ever got one or not. I don't remember no Easter basket, you know. I don't remember them, you know. But I might have got one, praise God. But let me tell you, God was good to me. He kept me through it all. Because it wasn't important, but we make these things important. And then we build it up in our children, and then our children's children start believing this stuff. Now you want to make your child happy, you're going to get them an Easter bunny, get them a nice little hat, nice little shoes, and, you know, and everything, and the frilly dress, and go to church with an Easter basket. And then they have the Easter egg hunt. All of that is so important. We have what? Blown everything out of proportion. I would like to know how them Easter eggs got in there, them eggs got in there, and color them at that. Ain't just got the plain eggs, you got to color them. I did a couple of times with my kids. I don't believe I was so much into God at the time, but I did do some Easter eggs. Well, one thing, I like to eat them, you know, praise God. But if they like to color them, I let them color them, and then I want to eat them. Praise God, amen. They were good for you. Boiled eggs, good for you. You know, praise God, amen. But we do things not knowing why, and then we want to associate it with God. You get what I'm saying? We want to put it on God. We want to bring that into Easter. We want to bring it into Christmas. We want to bring it into the holidays. Every holiday come, we got to have something to represent them. Can't whatever they did represent them? Can't we manifest God in life itself? Instead of always got to have an idol God to pretend a manifest God. See, we want to play. We don't want the real God. What you think, he going to strike you down or something? See? You got him as the terror, and the devil, he's the good guy. He give you everything you want, and he make everything peace. But he lied to you, though. You see the devil lie to you? Everything going to be peace. Everything is peaceful. He do everything peaceful. And he make you rich, and he blesses you with the mate you want, and he give you the mate he wants you to have, and he's a terror. Abusive, terrify you, and everything. And some of you being terrified by your mate, and you won't say a word. You just endure it. Getting your head bashed in, but you still endure it. You know. And somebody say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Everything fine. And they can look in your eyes and tell you ain't fine. Because your eyes is the window of your soul. Tells what's going on inside. But you don't know that, do you? Well, now you ought to know it. Stop lying to yourself. Everything ain't fine. God, I need deliverance. I need some help.
Yes, Lord.
Now, how do I get help? You can ask for help. I think I'm going to kick off my ladies in waiting again. I got to kick that off because so many people are going. They done started up again. The devil done started up again with abuse on every corner, every level. We ain't bad enough we got the pandemic going on, you got to get crazy. Somebody always got to go and do what the devil say do. See, that's they God. You say, why are you saying that? Because every time you turn around, somebody got God as they, God the devil and the devil the God, they done changed stuff around. And God ain't going to have it. Huh? He ain't having it. I don't care who you say, well, it's all right, that's their privilege. It may be their privilege because God gave them their own choice, their free will. It might be so. But it ain't what God wants. It ain't what he said. See the difference? Huh? You just take everything out of proportion with God. Huh? And see, you got a bunch over there talking about, oh, the devil is my God, and that's what he's your God, and he going to be your judge. Because you and him both going to be in the pit of hell. See, you ain't thought about that either, did you? I know you didn't. I know. I don't want to make you feel bad this day. Well, it look like it's going to rain today. Praise God. But we don't want you to feel all down, bless God. But let me tell you, listen, after all of that, this is a happy day because you have a chance to ask God to forgive you today. Because he did give his life for you. And if he gave his life for you, he gave mercy to you, grace to you. That you will be forgiven of your sins, but you got to ask. Now, if you don't ask, you don't get no forgiveness. Now, that's the point. That's all I'm trying to do, just give you the point here today. Because, let me tell you, I'm sorry I waited so long to get saved. I wish I'd have got saved earlier, but we didn't. It was God's timing, I said. We often say it's God's timing. Was it God's timing or us stubbornness and hard head when he was calling us? He was just giving us a little bit of more mercy. But we say, it was God's timing, be mercy and grace. He give you a chance to ask for forgiveness, ask him to save you, okay, because he long-suffering. See, but we, there we go. Diane say, you're walking around with, there's a crack there in the darkness, but you don't want to come to that crack and use that crack. See, you want to stay in the side of the dark. That's what you want to do. Do you get? You see how you want to do it? I know you say you preach it. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just talking. You know I talk a little bit before speak. Come, praise God, and I trust that I'm not jumping all in these sermons and everything. You know, praise God, what they're gonna talk about. But the fact is that, you know, I just give you a little something before the time because of this, that I know we don't know. We haven't been taught because I've been in some of the churches that you've been in and you're in perhaps now, and I know what a lot of them teach. A lot of them, what they don't teach. Most of the churches, including the ones I was in, wasn't teaching a lot of the things that I've learned. And God had put me in a position to learn these things so that I can help you in this latter day. Be prepared for when he comes. See, you can't be getting ready after he comes. You're going to be them five foolish virgins. That's who you be, the foolish one. And you don't want to be foolish, do you? I know you don't. No, you don't. So I'm trying to help you not be foolish. And that's my purpose, is to give you what I've learned so that you won't be caught dead. Okay? you won't be caught. All right? I want you to be live and well and joyful in the Lord. You know, sing you a song. Hum you a song. Let them all know that Jesus is alive and well. He is alive and well. Did you know that? And just for you. But I thank God for Sister Diane here today. Praise the Lord. We thank God. You know, it's just us here today. In the name of Jesus and all. So we having fun. We have fun. It looks a little dreary out today. Yes, it do. It's supposed to rain or something. It's supposed to do something. But we ask it to do what? Fly over us. Go over us, Lord. Go over us, Father God. Keep us from the foul to come, Lord. Keep us, Lord. And, you know, just that's a joyful noise. You see what I'm saying? Amen. Even though this is the kind of weather you make you want to sleep. You know how it is. It's weather that makes you want to sleep. Okay? But, you know, keep your eyes open. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. If you're sitting here, sitting there, listening, got the telephone, don't fall asleep now. Now, don't fall asleep. Stay awake. Hallelujah. Tell me the same thing, okay? Hallelujah, Jesus. Stay awake, too. Praise God. Kelsey, you know, you get like that sometimes, but that's okay. That's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just that I'm just saying stay awake because I know how it is because sometimes I be on this telephone and I get a little drowsy myself because I didn't sleep at night. So sometimes you want to go sleep, praise God. But you got something to do, so you know, you push.
Yes.
You know, everything takes a push these days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything takes a push these days. Do you hear? All right. Now, it's pushing time. Push. Hallelujah. Push a little bit more. You're tired. Push. Hallelujah. On through. Whatever you got to do, you just push. All right. And watch God work. All I can say is, watch God work, because he will work it out just for you. God will do it every time now. Don't you know he'll do it every time? Listen, I know he will, and I appreciate you. You know today, you know, God just blesses us with the word coming from all corners. God bless us with you. And I appreciate him for it. I sure do. Yes. It don't matter who it come from, but I thank God for it. Ain't it good? Ooh, Lord, have mercy. I just love me some Jesus. Yes. And, you know, when you just love you some Jesus, it make you love you some people, don't it? Hallelujah. Make you love some people. Some people you don't want to be around, but you still love them. You love them from a distance, don't you? Is that the best kind of them negative people? Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't want to get into nothing today with you and you, but I want you to listen to the word. And when that word comes, why don't you call in and ask a question also in on that? I want you to, you know, ask a question. Don't be afraid. Why are y'all afraid to ask the question? You think she might tell you something else? No, they're going to try to give you the right answer. Okay? We'll try. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
amen.
We will try. If not, we're going to write that down and wait till the next time. We going to do what? Look it up somewhere and try to find the answer for you. Find the answer for you. Okay? And all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to right now to a woman of God. Praise God. This particular woman of God, she's just special. Yes, she's a very special. You say, well, y'all prejudice. Well, kind of, yeah. I guess you'll say we look prejudiced, all right? But you've got to been around 30-some years. They ought to be something, don't you think?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So this person is special to us. Amen. And let me tell you, this woman have come a long way. A long way. She was like some of y'all. Wouldn't talk. She wouldn't even speak to you. I don't know what she was thinking at the time, but she wouldn't even speak to you for a long time. She walk in the door and won't say nothing. You say something to her. You know me. I'm going to try to say something to make her talk, and she just turn around and look at me and keep going. She did that a long time. And I say, one day I'm going to get you to talk. One day. You know, I would mess with her all the time. I would mess with her, you know. And I guess she was saying to herself, I don't know whether she said it to anybody else or not, said that she crazy. She, I ain't got nothing to say. You know, but she never said nothing. I could say something to her, try to make her laugh. She wouldn't laugh or nothing. So you see, when I say this woman here has come a long way, hear me? A long way. And sometimes she'll give you one of them looks that your mama used to give you. She'll tell you to behave and sit down. And sometimes she'll give you one of them looks. And when you look at that, you think you better shut up and leave alone at that time because you don't know where she was coming from. But that's what I'm saying. See why I say we are prejudiced. She's special to us, do you hear what I'm saying? And when you find out, you can trust her.
Yes, you can.
Okay? You can trust her. Do you get the picture? Mm-hmm. And you know what? She don't let other people persuade her.
Exactly.
She don't let nobody say, you can sit up there and talk anything you want. And hey, you ain't going to move her from what she got in her mind. She not going to move from it. I'm talking about this woman of God that we have in our midst, you know. And we thank God we have in our midst.
Amen.
You know, because she could be someplace else. Somebody else could be reaping these benefits. But we are. Yes, this ministry is, and now you, wherever you are, whatever station you in, whatever church you in, however it may be, you can reap the same benefits we reap with such a prestigious woman of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And then, Pastor Sharon Bond.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for Apostle Porter. Thank God for each and every one of you today. Truly, we give God the honor, the glory, the praise, and the thanks that is due to his holy name. Thanking God for another day. May he allow us to wake up in our right mind with the use of our limbs. Not only that, he breathes the breath of life in us. And in all things, we have to give thanks unto God. In all things, thank him for his mercy, his loving kindness toward us. Thank him for every trial, every test. Just thank God for your journey. You know, the truth about it, just thank God for your journey in your life. That was your story, if your life. The story couldn't go any other way. Why? So you are the writer of your life. You are the storyteller of your life. You are the one, because God gave each and every person a choice in life. Choose today whom you will serve. Choose today what you will do. He gave us the greatest gift when he created us, and he gave us what? Free will. You can push an ox. You can tell a dog, come here. And the dog may come, and it may not. But God gave man free will. So know today, you are the one that creates your life. You are the one can change your life. You are the creator of your life by your speech, by what you do, what you hear, what you don't hear, how long it takes you, how long you open your mind, your eyes. You are the one today. So in all things today, you are to give God the glory, the honor, the praise, and the thanks. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him. I don't care what he may be going through. It does not matter, but I do know where God has brought me from, I must release the praise. I must thank him, because you know what? You can be around a lot of people, but you know what? I found out it takes God. It takes God. It takes God. It takes God. Know today, God is the one. He's the one. He's always there, concerned about you. He's concerned about your choice. He's concerned about how you feel. He's concerned about the thought. He's concerned about everything concerning you today. Whether or not you want to face your reality, or whether or not you want to make believe. You know how we have that Cinderella book? We all like that Cinderella book. Once upon a time, there was a prince. There was a princess, and her castle, it was white. It was, the chariot was white. Everything sounds perfect, doesn't it? But we know life is not a fairy tale. But what you can do, because God gave you the power, the authority, you can help. You can change things in your life. You can change things over your life. And a lot of people don't want to believe it. Your environment has a lot to do about you. I was brought up in the island where, with my grandparents, they did not play about when there's company, there's adults, or you go to church. You were to be seen and not heard. You could not utter a word, even with your parents at home. How many of you have been brought up that way? Today, a child can express themselves. But when I was growing up, discipline was a thing that was handy right beside them. You were told you were too fresh. You were told who talked to you. You were told, did I tell you to answer? So we have to understand, you don't know a person's beginning, but what we can understand is their end. Who gave us the choice? God gave us the choice. And the thing about it is, Apostle was going into my message today, because I kept asking God, what should I say? And I said, God, you know, I've been in church a long time. There's so many words. But God, I just want to talk about something that someone can identify with. And at the last minute, the name of the person was Lot's wife. Always heard about who? Lot's wife. They never gave her name, but they just identified her with him. And you ask the question, why? Why was her name, you know, and when you look at St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 32, all it says is, remember Lot's wife. Isn't that powerful? It's telling us, St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Now, if someone says to you, remember Lot's wife, what will come into your head first? You will say, she turned backwards and became a pillar of salt. That's what you will think about. She became a pillar of salt. But then you ask the question, why was she in that condition? And then when you look at the Word of God, God has given us so many scriptures that we don't realize that or connect them together. We are told to be of in the world, but not of the world. We were told not to, you know, in other words, we gain so much worldliness. You know, you take on everything the world is doing. You take on how they do things. You take on how if someone don't like someone, you don't like someone. We take that on. And it's not the unsaved people, the saved people. And we don't realize, and when I was talking to God, I said, you know what, God? We all lied when we came into this world. We all lied. We all told lies. If you look over your life as a little kid, for you, you don't want to get in trouble. Who did it? I don't know. You lied. So it let us know that we all have that nature in us to do things. But by the grace, when you come to a place in God, he starts bringing these things to your mind. He starts bringing you to him, not the next man, but you to him. And he'll show you, if I did not save you, if my grace did not cover you, you'll be just like them. And when you think of Lot's wife, you know, we found out no one had anything good to say about Lot's wife, do they? How many of you around, there's nothing good said about you? Was it said she was so worldly? What was the conversation about Lot's wife? Do you know people right now that is like Lot's wife? If they say, remember Lot's wife, is there anything that could have been done? Because she was connected to who? She was connected to Abraham. He was connected to Lot. Lot was connected to Abraham. And when Lot makes his decision, even though Abraham is connected to God, Lot knew the ways of God. But Lot, when you start breaking it down, Lot got what? He got caught up. And you say, well, how could he get caught up? If you don't guard your ears, if you don't guard your spirit, you'll be surprised what is injected in you. You'll be surprised. You don't even know the old self shows up. You don't even realize you turn stories around. You don't even realize that what you hear is not what was said. You don't even realize what was really going on. But Lot that knew Abraham, Lot that knew what God told Abraham, how many of us know the principle of God? What the Word of God says, you know it, but it has not come alive
in you. Only way it really sticks in you is when it comes alive in you. You can repeat the scripture over and over, but until it becomes a sword that cuts through, the word comes alive in you. That's when it starts manifesting itself. That's when the change starts coming forth in you. The only time. When you look at Lot's wife, she was not the perfect role model for her children, her daughters. But then when you look at it, Lot was his heart, even though he was in a place where he knew it was not according to God. He did not like the state and the condition they are in. Have you been in a place where you don't like and the condition of things, and you just don't know what to do? What can you do? Lot's right here. He's in a place where the violence of vows was going on. The fear of God was gone. People doing what they're big and bad to do. And you know in your heart what the word of God is saying. You know in your heart that there's more to it. You know there has to be a change. But then you have to ask God, God, what can I do? Because we know one, but two can do a lot more, put 10,000 to flight. What can we do? When you're in a place and you see the condition, what can you say? What can you do? Lot was in a place like that. If Lot was not, his heart wasn't with God still, would God send the angel? Would God help try to deliver him out? His heart was not totally turned. But he was in a place that he needed God to have mercy on him. When we read, it says women are easier to criticize one another than a man. I found that to be true. If a woman looking fly and the other person start looking fly, instead of you say, hey, you look nice, you start mumbling things under your breath. Is that Christ-like? No. Is it Christ-like to say they're in competition with me? No. That's not Christ-like. We don't look at the little things that we actually do and we actually say. See that stuff in your heart. God sees the stuff in your heart. If a person look nice, hey, you look nice. Hey, I like that. Hey, whatever, whatever. But we find out that's not how it be. And when you look at St. Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 50, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in abundance which he possessed. In other words, it's just materialistic thing. You cannot take it with you. So why a person is covetous, walking in covetousness, malice, envy, jealousy. You don't look at the little dots in the heart, deep down. You don't look at those things. But Lot's wife, she was in a bad place. What could Lot do? He still had to depend on God. What do you do if this is the condition of your home? What do you do? Are you honest with yourself? Are you honest with yourself? And say, God, if you don't move, I just don't know. If you don't intercede and ask God, what will happen? I heard Apostle Porter talking about how what we teach our children. And I remember from in Trinidad, I was told about Santa Claus. I was not told about Jesus. I was told about Santa Claus. I was told, we went to the Roman Catholic Church, Hail Mary full of grace, and they ring the bell. They took the little sign of the cross, put something in your mouth, sprinkled some water. That's it. What I knew about Christmas, Santa Claus is coming. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to get a surprise. It was embedded in me about Santa Claus. But when I went to Jamaica, they started to laugh. Girl, there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Yes, there is. You telling a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, there ain't no Santa Claus. Yes, there is. We got these little toys when we wake up in the morning. Don't you know that crush a child? They did not break it down easy and said, no, that may have been your mommy and your daddy. But then we found the truth out. There is no Santa Claus. But they embed those words. They keep repeating those things to the child for the child to behave for the rest of the year. Because you know what? If you're good, you get a present. If you're bad, you don't get one. Now, which child not going to try to be good? That's what we teach our children. We don't tell them about God. But then you ask the question, how can they tell them about God if they themselves don't know about him? Lot knew about God, but did his wife. She was loving, living in the place that she was in. She was loving the luxury, the partying. She was loving everything. She didn't think about the condition of her home. Because a lot of times we don't want to think about the condition of our home. And in this pandemic, God is dealing with each person at a personal level, your home. Your house, the physical house, but also you, the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you ask the question, what was it that caused her to be that way? Was it just about self? Which we call selfishness. Or was it her pride? We know the Word of God talks about all that. Pride. You're just thinking about having a good time. You don't think about nothing else but where you at right now. But it came a time where the angels of the Lord came and had to bring them, let them know he was about to destroy that place they're in. Lot's heart was ready for the worst. But his wife, she loved the pleasure of the world. She loved everything that was already embedded in her. It was hard for her to rewrite her story. You are the one that has to make the choice. Someone could talk to you about what God is saying, what God desires of you. But if you have not made up your mind, or you have not come to a place that I'm going to make a change, a conscious decision, and make a change, there's nothing no one can do. Because God don't even force you. And I'm sure he don't tell his man and woman of God to force you. We know that the Holy Spirit, we know the Holy Spirit will convict your heart. So we have to just ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, to open up your understanding of where you are, your understanding of perception, your understanding of growth, your understanding of moving from one place to the next. Your understanding, take responsibility for your action. If nothing, this pandemic should have taught you who you are, who you really are. Because I'm sure we all have been tried by the word. We all had to rely on the word of God. We all have to ask God to refresh us, renew us. We all have to ask God to open our eyes so we can see a little bit further. I need to see a little bit further, Lord, that what I'm looking at and the condition around, Lot wife lost her life. Through looking at her business, looking at what she has, looking at everything. Instead of looking at, I'm connected to Abraham, relation to love. What could have happened? Could she have rewrite her story? But for St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 32, to let us know, remember Lot's wife. A warning, remember Lot's wife. Remember, God sees all. He knows whether or not your heart is divided. He knows the real intent. He knows. And a lot of people did not know a long time ago. I didn't have much to say to people. Why? Because when they were talking, not everyone was like this. Some people were saying one thing out of their mouth, but they were meaning something else. And I found out I used to always have people around you, there's always an instigator. Always an instigator. And I had to ask God some questions long time ago. Why, God? Always an instigator. But I found out today, if everybody loves you, you better go back to the altar. Because you know what? Everybody did not love Jesus. When Jesus, they may have been friends with Jesus. When the word of truth came forth, the devil in them stirred up, and they didn't like it. No, you don't like Jesus no more. It's like that. So if they don't love, they didn't love Jesus all the time, it is okay. He already told us. I believe it's just a balance of life. It's a balance of life. So remember today, life is actually a journey. Learn from your past. I talk about my past. I talk about what happened to me, what I went through, my emotion, how I felt. How can you not, when you talk about how you felt about something, it's the what? Use it as a stepping stone to rewrite your now, to rewrite that you do not do a wilderness experience again. You're walking around the same thing for the past 40 years. That's a wilderness experience. Talk about it. Talk about the emotions you went through. Talk about the trauma you went through. People don't want to talk about those things. Oh, the past is the past. But how can you be free? Even when someone goes through an abusive relationship, how do they get healed? They take them through the process. Even in a deliverance service, and I loved our deliverance service in church on Tuesday. Lord, we sure need them more and more now. My God, that deliverance service will bring you back to the place of your of where you began. It could be when you were little, so you can deal with that stuff that is within you that shows up differently. We all had to go through that. No one, God knows what we were born into. God knows we were messed up, jacked up. We was everything. That's why we need help. But if you allow that deliverance, not you just go through it and you ain't say to you, you don't let go of nothing. Let go meaning you understand it. You coming to a place of understanding of why it happened. That's all it is. You coming to a new place of the truth of the thing. So you can walk different. You can rewrite your future with God. When God spoke that word, let there be light, light came forth. And a couple of Sundays ago, the woman of God was talking about there's darkness in everyone. So we were wondering, how can the pervert become a pervert just like that? How can this happen to a person just like that? But when my understanding comes, there's darkness in all of us. The deep call it unto the deep. The things that is in you that is not, has not come to the surface yet. But when the light of God goes in, then things must be manifest out of you. And when the woman of God was talking about the book of Genesis, I said, God, that makes sense. We don't want to deal with the darkness part of us because we want everyone to believe, oh, you always did. No, one person may see you like that because you did not show the other part to them. But you should, we all should come to an understanding that, you know what, they just need to be balanced. They just need to be balanced. That's what God did for you. If the truth be known, your past comes out, people will say, that's not the person we knew. And so stop saying the ones that you know. The truth is, say, if God did not change me, what they're saying is true. How can we make change with this new generation? How can we impact this generation? Can we impact this generation? If you're busy hiding, don't you know you? When Jesus said, be fruitful and multiply, what are you multiplying? Other aspects of you. What are you multiplying? The God part of you, let that part be more manifest in you. And we're not saying it happened overnight. Remember, everything takes time. God, get ready. You all, every one of us, got to move. There comes a time when God says, okay, it is your time now. It's time now to come into the fullness of what I call you into. It's time now for you to walk in the maturity of things. It's time now. and I reach a place when there's things that needs to be done and they drop the ball, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it. I get very upset about it. Why? Because you have not come to the place of maturity that you can handle your responsibility. You have not come to that place of growth. You have not awakened to the word of God. That he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he tells you, everything else will be added unto you. Seek the things of God first. Put that in order first. Everything else is just a benefit and a gift, y'all. Time now. Time is changing. Seasons are changing. We are to walk into the place where we walk with the time of change. How many of you walking right now? You don't like the place that you are in. You felt there's no growth in you. There is no change in you. Now we know in the 80s we had the styles, right? Different type of styles for the 80s, the 90s, even in the 2000s. How do you think it would look? You're wearing the 80s clothes right now. That's how you need to look at it spiritually. I'm walking, but I'm still wearing the garment of the 80s. I have not allowed God to strip me. Hey, my God. I have not allowed God to mold me. My God. I have not allowed God to make me what he wants me to be. Because when you allow him to make you who he wants you to be, everybody else will fall in line. When you try to be what other people want you to be, you're just pleasing man. But are you pleasing God? Who do you have at the end to answer to? When they talk about the woman, special woman, the woman that God called into position, even though they have husbands, even though it was not customary for the woman to walk into a place of authority, who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the voice of God? Are you going to walk what God said? Because if you walk what God tell you to do, he'll make your enemy be at peace with you. And you say, the enemy? Yeah, when the enemy starts stirring up in there, God will say, peace. If they got the Spirit of God in there, he will trouble their heart. I believe that. I believe that the God that we see is more powerful than anybody else. That they may try to do whatever they want to do. But the God in you will rise above every situation. So be that woman that God called you to be. We're not about sexes here. But we are about what God says. The ministry has always been about what did God say about it. It was never about male or female, but it was always about what the Spirit of God is saying. Because I found out when you're moving what the Spirit of God is saying, when trouble comes, he'll make it all right. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. So if you find yourself in a place that you have been in and there is no change, you know the number. Call in and they will pray with you. There's no shame to nobody's game. If they tell the truth, if you can't even tell the truth here, are you going to be truthful to God? You got to be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. We love was in an uncomfortable position. He know he was not in the place he should be, but he was in a compromising position. Why? Because his wife loved the things of the world. How many relationships is in that place? How many people are going to the place when they try to do the work of God? It's a battle. But today we declare and decree, God be God today. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered today, to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And know if God be for you, who can be against you? You need to worry about the one that can touch both the body and the spirit and the soul. Man can just touch your flesh. They can only hurt that. But you know what? If it hurts, it will heal. So be strengthened today and know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank that word coming from Pastor Sharon about Lot's wife. Hallelujah, hallelujah. One thing about it, Lot's wife was focused on the things of the world, or the things of the pleasures of the city. And when God say, don't look back, that's exactly what he means. Don't look back. When he tell you to just march and go forward, don't look back. If you look back, God promise you he'll turn you into a pillar of salt like Lot's wife. Hallelujah. We enjoy that word. Hallelujah. And stop waiting on people to give you permission to do what God already appointed you to do. Okay? Because God already appointed you to do something. That's what your focus should be on, doing what God said you to do. People, you should not let people justify or override what God told you to do because they don't like you. They don't like what you're doing. They don't appreciate you. They don't know which way you're going. They don't understand you. And this, that, and that. All these different scenarios come forth about what God's, you know, what God told you to do. And I just seen something say, when people don't like you, it kills them to see other people show you love. When your enemies don't like you and somebody else showing you love, it hurts them to the core because they don't like you. They don't, because they haven't really took time to know you. They don't know you. They see you and automatically they don't like you. I just don't like the way she look. I don't like the way they talk. I don't like the way they walk. I don't like the clothes they wear. Like Pastor Sharon said, when 60 clothes in the 2000s, you look kind of crazy. So we need to update ourselves, update ourselves with God. Get more of God and less of the people in the world. Stop listening to what people say about you and ask yourself, Lord, what do you say about this situation? Which way do you want me to go? How do you want me to pray? Like Lot's wife, if Lot's wife had not a look back, she would have been going with her husband. But because she looked back, God promised. And his promises are yes and amen. Yes and amen. When God promises you something, it may take a while for it to get here, but just know it's going to come to pass, because he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent for whatever he said he's going to do for you. And as Pastor Sharon is saying, how can you be true to yourself if you can't even be true to God? How can you be true to yourself if you can't even be true to God? For the bishop always said, a liar will not tarry in his sight. You stand before God and you finna lie, you just say, depart from me. Before you open your mouth, because see, God is omniscient. He sees all, he knows. He's all-seeing, all-knowing God. He knows everything you're going to say before you said. He knows everything you're going to do before you do it. He knows which way you're going to go before you go, but he will not go against your will. He's going to give you the opportunity to go that way and bump your head before you turn around and say, Lord, help me. And once you turn around and say, Lord, help me, then he'll give you help. Then he'll show you the right will. He'll put you on the streetcar straight and point your feet in the right direction, put the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct you in the way that you should go. So let's not be like Lot's wife and love the pleasures of the city, love the pleasures of the things that we're going through. Let's keep our focus on God and put our feet on straight street so God can continue to bless us in this season. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Pastor Sharon, followed up by Pastor George. I tell you, it was a blessing to even see him and for him to share today. I tell you, it's good. God is good. I tell you, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word, Lord Father, that came forth today. We ask you, Lord Father, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate Pastor Sharon, Lord, Pastor George, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you how to continue, Lord Father, to allow you to use them in this time, in this hour, bringing forth your word to your people, Lord Father. Father, keep them covered under the blood right now in the name of Jesus. I tell you, that is an awesome word that is coming forth. Can we look at that word that just came forth? Can we understand that word that just came forth today? I tell you, God is good. God is merciful. He is a forgiving God. He is a long-suffering God. And if you today, as Pastor Sharon say, if you can't do it here, you can call in today. That number is 347-857-3925 and press that 1. I tell you, that's all you have to do. And as she said, we're here to pray for you. We're not here to judge you. And it's so true. This ministry is not about male or female. It's all about God. And what did God say about it? We allow the moving of the Holy Spirit to continually operate in us and in the service, I tell you. God is good. We're going to give you that time. You have a question that you would like to ask Pastor Sharon. Is there a comment that you have to say, you know, to her, you enjoy the service? You know, just go ahead and press that 1 right now. It's not too late. She's still on here. You have a question, Bishop? I'm asking you, do you have a question?
No.
Okay.
I told you
I
had somebody on the line.
I'm here. I'm telling you,
I'm here.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, my advice to you is go visit our Facebook page on Logion International Ministries and click on that link and listen to the broadcast over. I tell you, it blesses your heart when God continue to use the man and woman of God to continually come on this broadcast. It is a right now word. Share it today. Click that link and just highlight it. Share it on your page, send it in Messenger, copy it, send it in a text, do whatever, but share the message today. Ain't nobody mad but the devil when you continue to share God's word.
Okay, so you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number, 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m., that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Will and Walls Prayer Conference Line. And it's not about what church you're in, but it's about who you serve.
Amen.
Okay? Prayer is universal. We pray to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what we believe in. So come, touch, and agree, and tear the devil kingdom down. And that call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. And yes, I tell you, we have an awesome time in God as we touch and agree. We would like to know today if you can bless this radio broadcast. Yes. Bless this radio broadcast. Continue keeping it on air. And if a man, a woman, or God that's been talking on this broadcast and you would like to send them a donation, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by going to logiont@gmail.com. That's logiont@gmail.com, or visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you don't use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be
on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything
alright,
yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let
go.
Let him
have,
let go, let God, let go.
and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God,
He can handle it all.